That was The Gown from The Bats. That was the second single released for their brand new album, brand new in the world, Corner, coming up. And today we've got Robert on the line. Good morning, hi. Robert.
Hi, how's it going up there?
Oh, good. Not bad. How's
We're
it going?
We're excited.
I can tell.
We are. I'm actually foaming at the bit. How's it going down there? What have you been up to this morning?
Well, yesterday was incredibly stormy, so I stupidly drove into Dunedin from Port Chalmers and spent the day sort of dodging debris on the road.
Oh my gosh.
It was kind of dangerous, but I had to drive an amplifier round to the other side of the peninsula to get fixed. So that was just yesterday, which is Monday's day off for me, because the rest of the week I'm usually working in a gallery that I co-run with my partner.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, an art gallery, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Oh, sounds like a dramatic day yesterday then for you.
It was. It was full on.
Oh, that's awesome. So you've got a brand new album out. How does it feel?
It's pretty exciting. It's been a while in the making, and I guess it took a wee while just to get the team together and get on the same page and you know, organise the arrangements and the versions of the songs we wanted to do. And then we recorded it reasonably quickly at Chick's Hotel in Port Chalmers with Tex Houston, and that was really good fun. And then we took quite a bit longer to finish the overdubs and mixing. Mm. So it took a while, but now that it's here, it's really cool to have it out and let people hear it and see what they make of it.
Mm. You've been, when you're releasing music for so long and so long with the same group, does it still feel special when you put out a new record?
It does, because it's not quite as exciting as the first few releases. Like, think of anything like riding a bike or something, the first time you do something, it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not quite as amazing as putting out the early stuff, but it's still pretty cool, and to be able to share it. And to be able to be making music this lot for this long with the same bunch of people is really cool.
Mm, and to have fans across Aotearoa that have really like grown up with your music and appreciated it from the beginning must be quite a special thing.
It is. It's really cool. And we even get sons and daughters and kids of fans that are, you know, track us down and you know, express their interest in the music. And and it's funny being at the gallery in Port Charles, because they actually get people coming in and they, you know of the music, and they're very happy to chat about stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, you've got sons and daughters of fans dragging you on to radio interviews, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
This new album, I have listened to it probably about 5 or 6 times now, to be honest.
Wow.
I got the CD and it's been in the car, and it's really gorgeous. You've kept quite a true sound to what you'd say is like the Bat sound, but it's got some quite different themes.
Yep. I think that's a very fair comment. I think in past albums it was maybe more up, jaunty, faster songs, whereas there's quite a few that are a bit more downbeat or a bit slower, more introspective. For instance, The Gown is about getting me getting treatment for prostate cancer a few years ago. So, you know, tackling themes maybe that we wouldn't have previously. And that's just a part of, I guess, moving on, you know, through your career and getting older, that you're able to share different things as well.
Mm. And I think that's the thing when you've got a career that spans as many decades as all of yours. You know, you're at a very different place in life than you were to the first album.
Exactly, yeah. If I think back to being early 20s, you know, putting out the first stuff, it's a completely different sort of feeling and scenario. You know, the world to me seems quite a scary place now, whereas back then, in the 80s, everything was peace and joy and fun.
Mm. When you're writing songs, are you thinking about what your listeners need to hear?
No, I'm always first and foremost trying to please myself.
Yeah, good.
Because you've got to like it yourself to give it life and give it energy and spend time with it. So I've got to like it first. So I pretty much start with a series of a chord structure that I like the sound of, and then I'll start. This is and then start humming a melody, not worrying about the words or the themes, but getting a melody that fits with the chords, because to me that's the core of the song. And then building it up from there, like thinking what could this be about, and yeah, letting words pop into my head that might help define the song. Other times I'll actually sit down with a specific idea word wise and try and write some ideas down, some lines down, and then get some music to fit with it, to dovetail around it. So I've tried to do that a bit more recently, just to change things up a bit. But that's normally how a song comes together, and then obviously demo it and give it to the others up in Christchurch, and they start writing their parts, and then we arrange it.
It must be like herding cats trying to get the same group together for that long, right?
It's not too bad. I mean, cats are obviously partners, so they're easy to get hold of and track down.
Yeah.
And Malcolm, there's only one other person, so it's just a case of getting our diaries matched up and, you know, who's free on this date. So it's not too bad.
There are a few bands that have managed to stay together for 40-plus years. Do you have words of wisdom for the young bands out there for looking after each other and sticking together?
I think lines of communication between people and be totally honest about what you feel about, you know, whether it's a song or whether it's the way someone is working in the group. And, you know, apart from that, it's kind of luck the people you end up making music with, in a way. I mean, you can choose to some degree, but often you, when you first come together, it's kind of by chance and, oh, so-and-so's, you know, could be good on guitar or bass or whatever. So you do end up almost by chance in some ways with a group of people, and then, you know, you might find out if it's going to work a few years down the line. So there's a bit of that involved too, but yeah, communication.
Stunning. Oh, I just love this album. It must feel really good for you to be like, right, we're established, you know, let's check out an album that's a little bit slower, a little bit more, I don't know, there's like an element of kind of sadness to some of the tracks.
Yeah, there is definitely. And I've, in my writing, I've sort of been prone prone to that. And also finding a bit of light in the darkness, so kind of painting a dark picture, but also showing bits of hope and a way through, for sure. So,
yes.
The other weird thing is putting out lots of albums is trying to be objective about it and listen to it with fresh ears as well, because you grow up with the work and you listen to it a million times, so I find it hard to be objective about it. You know, it's like, what does this song sound like to me? And, you know, is it working? But then you have other people that are listening as well and arrive at a consensus, I guess.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're coming up here to play The Other's Way.
Yeah, at the end of November, yeah, which is going to be fun.
Awesome. Are you going to do, like, a blend of the new album and the old?
Yeah, we'll do a few of the old, because all people always want to hear the old ones. And we've got plenty of time to do the new ones, and we'll be doing a pop tour in the summer.
Oh, awesome.
Including Auckland, so we'll be able to do more of those tunes. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. Corner Coming Up is out everywhere now. You can get it on CD, you can get it on vinyl, it's on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful... is this tangerine-coloured vinyl? This is cool.
I think it's peach.
Yeah. Oh, peach. I'm so sorry. Peach.
I thought it was orange. They told me it was going to be orange.
I mean, it looks pretty orange to me, but I guess there is a hue of peach or tangerine something fruity.
Yeah, a colours person.
It's wonderfully bright. Now, we asked you if you'd like to choose a track from the album, and you've chosen... A Song for the End. Why did you choose that one?
Because you put me on the spot. And I couldn't think of anything else. I could think of ones that I'd heard enough, and then I thought,
yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that one for a while. And then I thought, after I'd said it, I was thinking, I can't remember what this one's about. although loosely you could say it's kind of a song for the end of lots of things, the free world and sensible decision making and but I like the way it's come out in the record anyway.
Oh, excellent. We're going to have a listen to that, and everyone pick up a copy. It's an awesome album. Thank you so much, Robert.
Oh, thanks for having me on the radio.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
Continue to ride on.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye-bye. Cheers.
A massive thank you to Robert from the Bats for chatting to us about the new album Corner coming up. Yep, you can get that everywhere. It's not on streaming, but there's heaps of ways to get it. Vinyl, CD, Bandcamp. And you can catch the Bats playing at The Others Way as well as their tour. So that's really exciting. It's a good time to be a Bats fan. We are going to go into a couple of announcements and then do stay tuned. We've got plenty more coming up. Ready, Steady, Learn and Short Player.